bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
All this week I've been looking at the topic, Techniques of Good Discipline. In the life of every child, there comes a time when the talking stage of discipline is over and the action stage must begin. Now, to actually punish a child is not particularly a pleasant thing, but sometimes it's a necessary matter. The Bible says, "Whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." The very fact that you love your child means that it will be necessary at times to punish him. One technique of good punishment is that it has a beginning, but it also has an ending. Now, most parents don't have any problem with the beginning. The problem comes in when we try to end the punishment. Sometimes your child will prolong the agony by making a scene or by unnecessary crying, and you should deal with that promptly. If your punishment has been fair and reasonable, there's absolutely no reason why you should allow your child to continue to build up the matter beyond all proportions as if you'd been cruel and harsh toward him. Similarly, you should not extend the punishment any longer than necessary. Once a matter has been settled, it should be dropped. You should never continue to remind your child of his shortcomings. Psychologically, there are few things worse than to be treated with scorn and criticism. A climate of love should exist in the home, and love is forgiving. To continually remind your child of his failures is to show him a critical and an unforgiving spirit. It's far better to discipline once and then to give time for the training and guidance to take effect. Before you punish him, though, give him an explanation for his punishment. It's just possible that you were wrong in what you thought. Every parent, for instance, has corrected a child only to find that they were doing something that your husband or wife had told them to do. Were you to punish first and explain later, you'd find yourself in an embarrassing position. It's wisest for you to form the habit of explaining the reasons why you feel the need for punishment. Also, that allows you to guide your child. It's just possible that he had misunderstood you. He may not have realized his error, and your explanation may be the thing that clears up a misunderstanding. Once again, were you to punish first and to explain later, you'd have to consider the question of fairness in what you'd done. But even if your child deserves to be punished, a few seconds taken for explanation is still in order. That reinforces your teaching to him. It shows him clearly what the standards of the home are and tells him that there's a limit to his actions. It lets him know of your concern and also of your consistency. It removes any possibility of misunderstanding. In short, it's a good technique that can help in the training of your child. Finally, punishment should be prompt. To be effective, your discipline should be carried out as soon after the act as possible. Many mothers make the mistake of leaving everything to dad, but that takes away much of the impact of connecting the punishment with the wrong. After a brief explanation, you should decide what to do and then do it. These techniques of punishment, followed under the leading of the Holy Spirit, should help you as you help your children go in the way that they should go.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.